The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
Coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Why not? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Oh, I'm kidding. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, making it simple. Here's your question. What is your strongest faith or strongest belief for 2024? What is it that you are like, this is what I'm holding on to? What is your strongest faith, your strongest belief for 2024. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like a peaceful day and evening with no drama. How about that? Oh, isn't that nice?
That does sound nice.
Yeah, just like no drama. Just like, hey, what's going on? Nothing major.
So it's always great.
It is always great, isn't it? All right, so we're going to hear from Jake. He's going to do the Jake's Take later on in the other 60 minutes, but always good to have you on board. Make sure that you keep yourself warm, okay? Because in this studio, it's really warm. I'll just tell you that right now.
Yeah, it's warm in here, and then it's freezing cold outside.
Yeah, kind of weird. That's one of the ways these things work. All right, and additionally to reaching out to us by phone, as you know, you can also text us live during the show. 214. See how I make mistakes all the time. 214-210-8483. So if you're going to text, it's 214-210-8483, non-professional voice coming up right now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send us an email, David at hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at, That's the A with the goofy thing around it. He must increase, which is from John 3:30. He must increase. I must decrease. And .org, because we're a nonprofit organization or corporation. So you can either call us 972-445-0770, text us 214-210-8483, or email us david@hemustincrease.org. You can send a paper airplane, but it will not get through the doors. But you can send it. It's just not going to help you. All right, so there's a couple things I want you to be aware of. If you've got a praise report, hello? If you've got a praise report, when you share a praise report, first it brings glory to God. That's one of the reasons you were created. Actually, that's the main reason you were created, to bring glory to God and to fellowship with God. Number two, when you share a praise report, it reinforces it for yourself. It strengthens your own faith. You hear it, and it solidifies in you. When you share it, it also blesses other people, and they trust in the Lord, and they recognize God is active, and it gives them hope, and that's exactly what we're looking for, to help one another, to encourage one another, to bless one another. If you've got a prayer request, maybe you got something going on and you're like, man, I just need extra prayer for this. I just need this thing. I need help. Hey, bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Just like the Matrix, where he puts his hands out and goes, bring it, bring it, bring it. And we will pray with you. We'll offer our faith with your faith. Petition the Lord. We'll do it in faith. We'll do it with a submissive or a surrender attitude, just like Jesus did. Not mine, but thy will be done. And we'll bring it before the Lord. But ask the Lord to do it. Hey, you know what? If you don't ask, right? It's pretty simple. What wheel gets the oil? The squeaky wheel. Thank you. So we're encouraging you to do that. So there's a couple things I do want to share, make sure everybody's on board with. Number one, we do have a schedule change. On Monday, this Monday, where it's supposed to be Arctic freezing, Arctic, right? Like we're talking like what, 8 degrees, 10 degrees, something really cold? I mean, something like that, isn't it? Is that what's going on?
Last time I checked, it's going to be in the single digits.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Okay. That's cold. All right. Even though I'm still in shorts today. Hello. Just pointing it out. So on Monday, because family is in, I am not going to be in the studio. So I'm not making the drive. I'm just telling you right now. I don't know if that's just grace, wisdom, or, you know, whatever that is. I'll just say thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. But anyway, I will not be here, but we are using one of our top 20 all-time best replays ever, one of our best shows ever. So if you have heard every show, it still might bless you. And then if you haven't heard every show, you might catch something that you've not caught before. So that's the schedule change taking place on Monday. And my family is in town, so I want to talk about that because I had a chance to talk with September. September, as you know, one of the voices on some of the songs that you hear when we do our intros and exits, but she is Noelle's bestie, her best friend, her sister, and they're just great together. They love each other. They're like the best sister relationship. And I know many, like Joanne and Cordelia, have that kind of thing going. That's how September and Noelle are. So it's really fun, and they get to see him, and it blesses me that it blesses my wife as much as it does. But I will say this. We've been praying for September for quite some time because she went through a cancer process. She had to get chemo and all of this material, and she told me just today, she told me, hey, guess what? Hey, no more cancer. We've been praying for her for months and months, since April, since March. And she's like, now she's got to have it. She's got to be checked. But all her bloodlines are fine. She's got to keep a maintenance, everything going on along those cases. But let us be aware, please. She is doing great. Yeah, my friends, that is the power of prayer. Say, well, how do you know that didn't just happen? Okay, you try to answer it your way, and I'll just try and respond God's way. I love that line. You worship God your way, I'll worship God his way. Anyway, so the bottom line to that process is, what a great praise report. We're very blessed. Keep praying, thanking the Lord for September being cancer-free, and also keep her in prayer as she is moving forward in the Lord and trying to get growing in her own walk. And so we want the Lord to bless her in that and help her out. And that's something that I'm asking the audience to participate in. That's a big deal to all of us, not just because it's Noelle's sister, but because she's a sister in the Lord. And we need to remember that. We're going to spend eternity together with her. So the way you're praying for her now, you might not meet her face-to-face here, but one day she'll go up and give you a big hug in heaven and tell you how much she appreciates you. Isn't that cool? So that's a great praise report, and we're very, very blessed. Now, I will tell on her real quickly, since I just gave her all those props. I'm going to tell on her real quickly. So Brother John, that's their brother, is coming in. He'll be in later on this afternoon, maybe this evening. And he texted September to ask what kind of birthday cake that Noelle might like, what the flavor is that she would like. So John trying to do a little surprise there. And September coughed it up. She acknowledged it. Let's just be honest. She told John that that September liked a white frosting, white cake. And she told him that because September likes a white frosting, white cake. So she did that so she could get the cake she wants. That's right. That's what I'm dealing with, folks, for 4 days. Who needs prayer? This host.
Now, right does here. Noelle like that kind of cake? Or
no, I don't think so.
Okay. Well.
It's like, oh, well. All right, let's get into the text. And here we go. We are in James chapter 3. It's going to be a fun weekend. James chapter 3. We're starting off basically at verse 6. And I'm going to encourage you by saying this. There is not a lot about what I'm going to read that you're going to go, yay! But not all scripture is designed for you to always go, yay! There are challenges in scripture to make us move forward towards the Lord and to recognize, hey, this is not about us just being happy all the time. This is about us reflecting Jesus Christ and bringing honor to our Lord God Almighty. And this is where that portion comes into play. James chapter 3, verse 6, you know what he does. This is a famous chapter on it. He says this, the tongue, well, I'll back it up to verse 5. In the same way, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it boasts of great things. Consider how small a spark sets a great forest on fire. The tongue is also a fire, a world of wickedness. Ouch. A world of wickedness among the parts of the body. It pollutes the whole person and sets the course of this life on fire, and it itself is set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man, but no one can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the image of God. Out of the same mouth come blessings and cursings. My brothers, this should not be. Can fresh water and bitter water flow from the same spring? Ooh, my brothers, listen to that. Can both fresh water and bitter water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree grow of olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. This is all about the mouth. Wow. So you look at your body, and here's what you get. It's true you have one nose, but there are two openings in that nose. You have two eyes, right? You even have teeth up and down. You've got two ears. And in the center of all of it is one mouth. And that mouth can do a lot of damage. You ever wonder why there's only one of those? It's because one mouth can blaze it up. What does that mean? What it means is, I want you to think about this. Now, we were in California, in San Diego, during the time that there were the really intense fires. Hey, here's something to really understand. A forest fire, a fire itself, does not start with hundreds of acres being on fire. It starts with a spark, with a flame, with a match, and then it turns into something altogether different. James' entire teaching, he makes reference to this in verse 4, like a ship is steered by a very small rudder. If everybody's been in a sailboat, you know you get the wind and you're capturing the wind, but wherever you turn that rudder, that boat's going. And so the idea behind this is to understand how powerful our words are. And it doesn't matter how many times this is preached, this message is always relevant for the born-again, Bible-believing Christian. Here's the whole element in a nutshell. Your mouth gets you in big-time trouble. We say things we shouldn't say. And that's what he's warning against. We sit there and say, God is so wonderful. And then we go, that person's a lousy person. And it's just like the Lord's like going, that is wrong. And so we need to understand the power of this, right? If you understand the analogy that's being used, a small body part, it's wielding a significant amount of influence. It's like the little bit that can, a bit in the mouth of the horse controls the horse. You ever been on a horse? It's not exactly small. And then that horse is like, you direct it with that little bit and bridle. It's like that little thing's telling that horse where to go. That tells you exactly what's going on. Well, that's the illustration of the tongue. It demonstrates how smaller parts can control larger ones. And so we need to understand something. Remember that old saying when you were a kid? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Really? Most wars don't start with sticks and stones. They start with words. I'm taking your land. See, that's how they happen, right? We don't think these people should be here. That's how they happen. And so what we need to be aware of is that words can inflict more harm and create more difficulty than you might imagine. How important is that? I don't know. When the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue, which is Proverbs 18:21, it's a simple question. When you're speaking and God is standing right next to you, are the words you speaking life? Or are they death? When you speak, is there life and blessing or death and cursing? Before you sit there, I'm not trying to get legalistic on you. It's pretty straightforward. Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified and by your words you'll be condemned. Why? Because your words reveal your heart. And if you got a lot of yuck coming out of your mouth, you got a lot of yuck in your heart. Get it? Okay, take a deep breath. Here's your first trivia question. About how old was Jesus when he began his ministry? About how old was Jesus when he began his ministry? Was he about 30 years old, about 33 years old, or about 27 years old? If you think you know the answer, by the way, reference point, Luke chapter 3, verse 23, if you want to look it up. If you think you know the answer-ish, you can call 972-445-0770. You know, so text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Now I'm going to send you up to the website before we do anything else, because on the website are many important things. So if you're in San Diego, it's 11:48. If you're in Denver, it's 12:48. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:48. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:48. Let's be aware, on the website is an opportunity for you to fill out a praise report or a prayer request and keep it confidential. It's entirely up to you. Plus, there's lots of videos and access to 4,500 hours of podcasts. Additionally, there's a place to give. Why? Because we function off the donations of our audience. Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so, and because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Pray about it. Ask the Lord. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. Do it in a partnership. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org!
That's a chicken, right? A hen? Something. It's got to be something, right? Has to be.
Okay. Yeah, chicken or hen.
Okay, fine. All right. I'm just checking. All right, we have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Cordelia. Hi, David.
Hi, Cordelia. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much. And thank you for praying for me and Joy the other day. I'm feeling a lot better.
Oh, that's so good. I'm so glad. You're such a delight. I love it when you call. I know it's not your favorite thing to do, but I do love it when you call. It's really a blessing. So you ready for the triv?
Sure, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, all right, I'll set it up. You hit it out. Here we go. About how old was Jesus when he began his ministry? Was he about 30 years old, about 33 years old, or about 27 years old?
He was about 30.
That is correct, Amundo! Cordelia is right! There it is. She is right on target, about 30 years old. It's like I was thinking about my own life. I'm thinking, when I was about 30, I was ready to do nothing. I just could not. I was good to do. I can do a fast food job. I can do that. Excellent job. Oh, and I'm so glad you're feeling better. So good.
Thank you so much. And by the way, I wanted to say I'm so glad September is cancer-free and that She's gonna have a good time with Noel. That's just great.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Thank you for saying that. That's so nice of you. You're one of the nicest people that we know. I gotta tell you, you're just a delight.
Oh well, thank you. We love you too.
All right.
And okay, thank you. You have a great time with your family, and God bless you. We love you all.
All right.
Take care.
Okay. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Great job by Cordelia. Wonderful. Okay. All right. So now we're going to go back to our we got stuff to do, folks. We're on the teaching roll here. Okay. Here we go. All right. Now we are in James. We're still in James chapter 3, but now we're in verse 13. I mean, you have to keep moving. We don't stop around. We just keep moving. Here we go. Here's the next verse. After he talks about the mouth, I could talk about the mouth for the entire 90 minutes. I'm not going to do that. You guys know better. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Get it? Okay. You have two ears, one mouth. As much as you can, listen. At least a little bit more than you're talking. See, I do a lot of listening because I have big ears. And then I have a big mouth. Okay, verse 13 in James chapter 3 says this. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good conduct, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast in it or deny the truth. Yikes. There's just very little. James doesn't give a lot of room for a lot of goofy stuff, does he? James presents a challenge, right? After he tells you that the mouth can produce cursings and blessings and tells you not to do that, he shifts his focus to the importance of humility in performing good deeds. See, I have a problem with this because sometimes when I do something, I tell my wife 9 or 10,000 times. Like, just being honest. It's better just to be honest about stuff and just own it. He's telling us we should carry out our good works, not for the recognition of praise, but as humble servants of God. Let me tell you where this loses it completely, and that is in social media. That is not the place to brag about the great things you've done for God so that other people can go, way to go. You are so special. Wowzer Bowser, what would the universe be without you? What would God have ever done without you? That's the kind of stuff we got to get away from, right? We do what we do, and we're supposed to do it in humility. We're supposed to do it because we love the Lord, and you know he sees it. And because he sees it, we do it unto him and not for under the praise of people. When we operate under the praise for people, when we operate under that, Jesus said that is no different, said in the Sermon on the Mount, than being the hypocrites that fast so everybody can see it, that proclaim their loud prayers in many words so everybody can be amazed at them. If we do it for the Lord, there has to be this better understanding in our minds and in our hearts that we do it from a point of humility to honor him. It's hard from time to time because being a disciplined Christian requires us to say, I did it for you, Lord, and then nothing else. But then you always want to tell somebody. And don't lie. Don't be one of those people that go, oh, I don't do that. That's ridiculous. Of course you do that. But the issue is, can we work towards doing it better and have less recognition and more of a humble spirit lifting it up to the Lord? The answer is not whether you're doing it perfectly or not. The answer is to start doing it and to start doing it better. That's the key. And so then James says this. He says, but if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, don't boast or deny the truth. In other words, when we're doing it, if it's really in your heart because you're trying to, you have this ambition, or because it's important for you to boast about it, and it's important for you to, you know, and you're jealous that other people are getting recognition and you want recognition too, that's the wrong spirit. And again, I'm not saying that everybody does this perfectly. Some people do it a lot better than others. I mean, that's just obvious. But we as people should go, you know what, Lord? I can do better at that. I can function better. I can serve better. And here's the hardest thing for me. So you can pray for me in this. I can serve more quietly. Now, I don't do that as a talk show host, but on the other side of things, I just need to be more quiet about it. And that's what we all need, just to be that yield in that yielded place that what we do for the author and not the audience. We do it for the king and not the people. Now, we might do things unto the people in the name of the king, but we do it to honor the king. And like I said, if you're not there, ask God to help you to get there. Think he's going to say no? Of course not. He loves to help you draw closer to him and to reflect Jesus more and more, doesn't he? Okay. All right, now, if you're in San Diego or Denver or Detroit, you can hang out with us by going to hemusincrease.org and listen on the Listen Live button. If you're in Dallas, don't go anywhere. Just hang out, take a short break, then come back.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
All right, Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3. This was the first psalm that was read to me when I went to Bible college, the very first class I ever took in Bible college. A bazillion years ago. Let me just say that. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their suffering. Here is something to consider that will be just absolutely a mind-blower. How should you and I respond if the earth falls out of its rotation? Okay, so... So my brother-in-law works for JPL and is actually one of the people that helped write the program that helped land the Mars rover on Mars. He helped write the computer programming, okay? He's much smarter than me in those realms, okay? About my age, a little younger, about my age. Very, very intelligent guy, right? And he's the one I always make a joke, you know, what keeps the earth, you know, rotating. And so you'll hear me say that it's on a perfect 23.5 degree, rotation from the moon and from the exact rotation from the sun, or it's three mice chasing a piece of cheese and a wheel, one of those two. So the idea behind that and that whole story is the earth is in this absolutely perfect rotation with the moon and the sun, and without it, the earth would go through a free fall. Just even a half a degree off, it's over. It's all over. I mean, there'd be instant tidal waves. Everything would just be upside down. And if that ever happened, you know, you would know that's the end, although that's not how the end's going to happen. We already know from Scripture. But here's what the psalmist is saying. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. It doesn't matter if your world seems like it's upside down. It doesn't matter if it's out of rotation. It doesn't matter if the mountains fall into the sea. It doesn't matter if the waters roar. God is a refuge. And a refuge is a shelter in a storm. You would first think of a lean-to. That is what a shelter in a storm is. So when it's raining, you find a lean-to. You put something on a tree. You put it against something else, and you get under it so you're away from that. And it says that God is a refuge, a strength, an ever-present help, which means he's helpful today, not just when it's all settled in eternity. And there lies a problem for some Christians is they keep thinking, well, in the sweet by and by, everything will get worked out. Well, that is true, that everything will be completely worked out in the sweet by and by. But God is an ever-present help, which means for today and not just for tomorrow. And then the position of the psalmist is, therefore, in other words, it's a conclusion. So God is our refuge and strength, okay? So he's our lean-to in a storm. He's our ever-present help. Therefore, I don't have to be afraid.
The David Spoon Experience.